Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. What a privilege it is to share this time on Sunday morning with you. We thank the Lord. We've been away for a few weeks, and God's blessed us on our journeys, been in a couple homecomings, and took a little vacation with the family, and God's watched over and cared for us and brought us back. I do apologize that the broadcast was missed last Sunday morning, but we'll do our best to prevent that in the future. Just an oversight or mistake of man just reminds us again of the frailties of this old flesh. But we're glad to be able to be with you this morning and thank the Lord for his many blessings of life. We do invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio. Service times at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. We meet for Sunday school. Worship follows at 11. And then on Wednesday evening, we return for a youth service and a Bible study. And we'd invite you to come join us any or all of those services. And we're not going to take up too much of the time today. Just invite you to join us in a word of prayer this morning. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord God, we recognize how much, Father, this little time means to us, God. We're thankful for the encouragement we receive from time to time, Lord God, those that share with us, Father God, and tell us that they listen from time to time. And God, we're just thankful this morning, Lord. And God, it's my prayer today, Father, that it might be a help to someone along the way of life, God. Father, surely there's those this morning, God, that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. Lord, to take the time to listen, Father, and maybe overhear it in the room of a loved one, God. Father, we just pray today, God, that you would use it, Lord, to the purpose to which it's intended, God. Lord, that it might lift up your holy name, God, that we might declare that glorious gospel unto a lost and a dying world, and God, to the little flock, out to the lambs and the sheep that listen from time to time, God, how that it'd be meat, that it'd be milk, that it'd be feed to them, God, how that they might be strengthened and encouraged, helped along the journey, God. Father, this morning we pray, God, that you would bless all those, Lord, how that endeavor to do your work, God, all those this morning, Lord, and lift up how that precious bloodstained banner today. And Father, oh God, how we'd ask you again this morning to bless those, God, how that lie upon the beds of affliction, Father God, those today, Lord, how not able to look forward together and in the house of the Lord after a while. And God, that you discomfort and strengthen them today. And Father, oh God, how we ask you again this morning for this time, God, how for these few moments, Lord, and God, that the word would go forth in purity and power, and Lord, that again, how that it would accomplish whereunto you send it this morning, Lord, how God save our people before it's too late this morning, and God, oh God, send out that precious gospel, how that convicting spirit this morning, Lord, we know today there's many confounding voices in the land. God, that precious Holy Spirit is able to penetrate. Father, it's able to clear the fog and help them to understand what they need to do. Lord, forgive us, God, when we failed you this week. God, forgive us, oh Lord, when we've come short. Once again, of your honor and glory. Father, we'd ask you today to bless your children as they gather from place to place this morning. To lift up that bloodstained banner today. And oh God, Father, bless them that serve our country this morning. God, bless their little families, Lord. Each one, God, that's made that commitment and sacrifice. Father, again this morning, more than anything, Lord, God, we'd ask you to send, to convict our people of their sin, God, cause them to see their need of a Savior this morning. And oh Lord, and God bless our reading here today, God. I'm blessed the teaching and the preaching of your holy word today. And God, we feel so little and unworthy so much of the time. And God, we trust you this morning. And God, to take this, it's been offered, Father. And God, and use it to your honor and your glory. And God, bless those that's brokenhearted and grieved today, Father. And God, just help them through their valley of sadness and sorrow, Lord, we pray. And God, bless Linda, Father. How they're in the hospital in jail. How they're in the home, God. How their little family this morning, God, go with us now, we pray. In Jesus' holy name we ask. And amen. This morning we're going to read just a few verses out of the 10th chapter of the book of Luke. And the 17th verse in the 70, I returned again with joy. I sang, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I behold, I give you power how to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing I shall by any means hurt you. I notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your name's written in heaven. This morning we'll stop the reading there, and we want to spend just a moment or two considering how we can know this morning how that our name's written in heaven. Brother, I've been on the journey a little while, and God's never let me open that book and see whose name is there. Brother, I don't know this morning whether you're really saved or not. Brother, I can only go by the confession of your mouth, the fruits of your life. Brother, but you know this morning whether your name's written in heaven. I believe you know today. Brother, you can follow a form and a formality. Brother, you can be baptized in every hole of water in the county. Brother, but you know this morning whether you've ever been born again or not. Brother, I had that experience whereby God takes that old stony heart of sin and other replaces it with a heart of love. Brother, how can we know this morning? My Bible tells me that we'll know we've passed from death unto life because we have love for the brethren. Brother, I know this morning that my name's been written down. I am, praise God, today. I am this, I do rejoice. I have so much to be thankful for. Brother, I've got my health and strength. I've got a good wife, a companion this morning, three. How wonderful daughters and their families, and four. I'm beautiful grandchildren. Brother, I attend a little church that I love. Brother, I've got friends and family all around. I've got a good job even in this economy. I've got so much to be thankful for today. But more than anything else, Brother, I rejoice in knowing my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Brother, I'm glad to tell you this morning how the second death had no power over me. Brother, because I've been blood bought, born again. Yes, my friend, I've been washed in more than the muddy waters of the creek. I've been washed in the crimson flow. Brother, in that that come right out of heaven itself. Brother, I've been cleansed. I am the precious blood of the Lamb. And I tell you what, Brother, when God saved me, I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Former things are passed away. All things had become new. I spoke with a new tongue. I saw with new eyes. I heard with new ears. I walked a new walk. I praise His name this morning. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I've been washed. I'm in the precious blood of Jesus. This morning I'm not asking you, how do you attend church? I pray you do. And this morning let me say this and I'll move on. If you're a church member somewhere, and you're somewhere else other than God's house this morning, you need to examine yourself. You need to see where you stand. Preacher, I'm saved. That's well and good. Are your children your children's children? Your neighbors? What about them nieces and nephews and cousins? I'm brothers and sisters this morning. If the only reason God had saved me was to keep me from hell, He had called me home when He saved me. But He left me here, and He left you here today to be a light unto a lost and a dying world. So my friend, if you've been born again, I'm blood bought. I in that precious crimson flow. You rejoice this morning, and I'll tell you what, we'll rejoice together. In the assembly of the firstborn, there in the house of God. And yes, my friend, my Jesus said, He called it a church, and I'm not ashamed to call it the same. We'll gather in the old church, and we'll lift our voice together, and together we'll rejoice that our name's written in heaven. And we'll do our feeble best to try to reach someone else for the cause of God. Paul said, I know that when my earthly house, my earthly tabernacle, this house be dissolved, I have a home eternal in the heavens. I'm not made with hands. I know this morning how the blood has cleansed me from all sin. You say, are you sure, preacher? If you can't be sure, you need to go back and erase or rip out the first chapter of 1 John, because it makes it very clear. His blood didn't cleanse me of some of my sin, most of them. Part of them, brother, my book says He cleansed me from all sin. So this morning, I say again, let us rejoice. Not that we've got earthly things. Not that our house is in order. Our affairs are all right. But we're to rejoice. Because our name's written in heaven. And this morning, brother, when your name's written in heaven, you live a different life. If you can't live a different life, brother, you better go back and look and see what it was that took place. I said what the preacher told me to say, brother. Is that enough? No, my friend. I went to the water. It was cold. Is that enough? No. It takes a heart. I'm being broken up. By the word of God. It takes a drawing spirit to bring us to that place. And brother, my Bible says that whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That change of heart must take place before anything else can be done. That blood, it didn't cleanse this vile flesh. this. I'm brother, but thanks be unto God. I'm by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is kept under subjection. I'm in brother, what he cleaned up. I is the very same thing he sealed up. I am that being that precious soul. That yes, my friend, I shall live and live forevermore. This morning, let us rejoice that our name's written in heaven. I pray yours is today. Find your way somewhere into the house of the Lord today. If you're a church member, you know where you belong. Brother, if you're here and lost, I'm sure the door's open many places to you. God bless you. This has been Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.